Thank you for calling SBO Logistics. This is Courtney speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, is this the Best Buy logistics kind of place?
This is SBO Logistics.
Okay, I thought it was Best Buy. Okay, so I just got a call from you guys a few minutes ago about somebody got hurt and we're going to have to reschedule a delivery.
Can I get your telephone number and pull your account up?
It's not under my phone number, but I can give you, let me see, tomorrow's, I have like one, two, three, I have four deliveries tomorrow, or not tomorrow, excuse me, on Monday, because I took off the whole day. And this one is for the oven, but that's, I didn't print that out. And let me see if I can read. This is my dad's account. If I give you like, oh Lord. Because I have two scheduled accounts delivery. And this is the one for the oven. Can you look under Warren Benson?
You don't have a telephone number associated with the account?
I'm working on that. I have not memorized that yet. 803-463-2924. I remember the last four. That's it. That's all I got.
Give me one more, okay?
Sure.
It takes a minute or two to pull up by the telephone number, so just bear with me. I do apologize, by the way, they're still searching.
It's okay. So you, the only way you can look it up is from a phone number?
Yes, ma'am, unless you have the actual order number.
Oh, give me a second. I have a bunch of order numbers. Delivery, arrival date, SKU, LPN, model, where, oh, order number. Here we go. I've got one of them. This isn't the one that's going to be. This is one of four. Does that help you?
One moment.
Okay.
Go ahead.
1121. 07-26-94-668.
It's nothing pulling up with that one.
I'm sorry? Hello?
Nothing pulled up with that.
So I'm looking for the order number. Is that correct?
That's the number that I need, but nothing pulled up with
okay.
That number.
All right, let's do 11-21-07-26-94-668. Maybe I said it wrong.
There's nothing pulling out for that order.
Oh, well, it says order number, order date. Warren Benson, Salt Air Circle. All right, let me go look at my tablet that my dad sent. Anyway, do you have a record for this number that you called, that I called you on?
with you.
That might give you another heads up. Yeah, that's the same number. Your appointment is coming up, order number 1121072694.
Give me one moment. Let me search
that number. Sure.
And I'm still searching. Just bear with me.
Can you look up his email address?
No, ma'am.
All right. And you can't look up his phone number, right? Because you said there was nothing there.
Nothing put up with the telephone number. Just bear with me. I'm trying this number. Still searching. I do apologize.
Okay. And I understand that there's no customer service phone number that I can call for the store. Everything gets routed to someplace else that unfortunately doesn't answer the phone. So if I go there tomorrow morning when Best Buy on Harbison opens and talk to them, would that help?
I mean,
since all the
they'll see the same information.
Well, I have the written documents or printed documents that have it, confirmation numbers and account numbers, and all the items are I bought physically at that store. So they're still on hold at that store.
So they will have to arrange the installation for those if they're on hold.
Well, I've postponed them a few times, but that's why I took off this coming Monday, because everything was going to be aligned for delivery. I've got a refrigerator, a microwave, and a dishwasher coming from 5 until 7, I think, on Monday, or 5 until 8. That's my window. And then my father sent me the email that you guys, that Best Buy sent him, saying, confirm we're going to deliver the oven from 7 to 1 in the afternoon. And then you guys must have called him, and then he said, call me. You guys called me, and now I'm calling you saying, hey, now what?
Okay, I'm not putting anything up with that number either, the one you're calling from. The only thing I could do is suggest you to reach out to Best Buy.
Okay, well, I thought you were the logistics for Best Buy.
No, we're SPO Logistics. We're a third party from them, different company. We just do installations for them.
Okay, so, and you guys called me. I think it was your voice that said that there was an injury and the guy could not install my oven on Monday. Oh, sorry. I just know it was this number. That's why I... You're the lucky winner that picked up the phone. Sorry.
With the information that you provided for me, I'm not able to pull anything up with the system. So you'll need to contact Best Buy to get the exact order number or FMS number so that we can be able to assist you.
But you guys are the ones that just called me.
Ma'am, there's nothing pulling up in my system. Without me pulling any information up in my system, there's no information that I can provide for you.
Okay, so how does that work that I just got to redial you and now you guys don't have my number? How's that work?
Ma'am, there's nothing pulling up in the system with your number.
And, of course, I deleted that number. Okay, so what number is a
number?
You
need to reach out to Best Buy.
Okay, what number is Best Buy? Because, like I said, nobody at the store, and they've gotten rid of customer service at the store. What is a Best Buy number?
Ma'am, I don't have their number. We are two different companies.
Okay, would you spell your company for me?
XPO.
XPO. Logistics. Okay. And, all right, so you guys are out of, this phone number is out of California, correct?
Now we're all over the United States.
Okay, well, when it pulled up, it said California.
Well, I'm not in California, ma'am.
Well, this is fun. Okay. All right. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Thank you for calling HBO Logistics. You have a great day.